John, I suppose at the start of this campaign, you said that you were looking to kind of build for the summer, but we obviously saw a narrow defeat to Cork yesterday. On the balance of it, John, I suppose, and looking at the campaign as a whole, you have to be satisfied with how this team has progressed. They've beaten Kilkenny and they've pushed some of the big guns, all the way in this competition, and surely an awful lot there to look forward to and to build on for the summer.
Absolutely. Look, we that's what we set out to do. We've achieved now. We're happy with that. I think, I suppose, as the dust settles this morning after yesterday, we kind of feel, I know the team were disappointed with their performance, and the management team will be the same. I think we're looking for perfection from our team, and in fairness, on some occasions they've produced that, sometimes they haven't. But yes, it's all about heading towards championship now, Munster Championship and All-Ireland Championship. And I think that we're in a far better place than we were last year. We certainly have a stronger panel, and we have players pushing for places. We have players coming back from injury. Merrin Kramer started, played 20 minutes yesterday. Mairead Ryan's coming back into full contact training. So from that point of view, it's getting more and more competitive, and that's exactly what we want and what we need. And I suppose we're in the place where we want to be. I suppose disappointed that we didn't beat Cork yesterday, and disappointed that our performance let us down to a point, especially in the first half. But I presume that the second half was a great performance.
John, for members of the public and media, we don't always see the work that goes on behind the scenes. After a league campaign like that, what do I suppose management and backroom staff and yourself, what's the review process like when you sit down and examine the campaign and say, okay, here's what we're going to do for the championship. What does that work?
Well, I suppose this year, I suppose, is different from the last 2 years in the sense that I suppose we're learning as we go along. This year, we're giving the players a break. It's been a very long campaign. Like last year, it was November all the way to July, and that's a long, long sustained campaign because players have gym work every week. They're all on programs. They've strength conditioning work to be done. They have a education psychologist to meet every now and again in the sports psychology area, and so there's lots happening. They're looking at their diet, so it's a very professional run outfit. So there's huge demands on the players. So we kind of feel this year a little break, maybe at Easter time, but to get 2 weeks off after the league campaign, and then we come back in fresh in April to get ready for the championship. But there's huge demands. I mean, these players are out 3 or 4 times a week preparing even before matches, and like that's the way it is. That's the way it has to be. If you want to play against the likes of Kilkenny and Cork and be competitive, then you have to be matching them for the work that needs to be done. And I think the girls appreciate that too.
Yeah, and look, we saw the victory over Kilkenny, the pushing Cork close yesterday. It must give a panel, like you said, who you've given game time to lots of new players and brought some players through. It must give them a real pep in their step when they come back into training and must give them a hell of a lot of belief to say, you know what, we've pushed the best teams in this competition. There's no reason why we can't go out and do the same again in the championship.
Well, that's the thing, and that's the crux of the situation, that Limerick, we don't have to go out in championship and make it to a quarter final or in quarter final. I suppose it is putting pressure on us, but you have to accept that pressure and you have to be ready for that. I think that the team is maturing nicely for that. I think that by come championship we'll be ready for that situation. We certainly will leave no stone unturned. We'll be looking at each player individually, looking at their skill set, looking at what needs to be done with them, or their development, whether it's their physical development, their skill development, whatever needs to be done. We'll be doing that now, reviewing over the next few weeks and putting programs in place each player from that point of view. So, we will leave no stone unturned to be ready for the championship for first round against Kilkenny on the 9th of June, and we're at home for that. So we look forward to that. So that's kind of our aim at the moment now.